Welcome to the Sikha this week, the second Sikha of Baal Leischa on page 30. The Sikha is Chelek Yud Gimel. The Sikha here is also a Hadran, a Siyam, a Mesechta Seita. Ala Posik v'ha'ish Moshe Onov Ma'oid Mikol Ha'odom Asher Alpnei Adama. Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble man on the face of the earth. The L'chayre Nemuvam. There's the obvious question here. Harei, who shekibul Torah miSinai? Moshe Rabbein is the one that received the Torah at Har Sinai. VaHakadosh Baruch Hu lomdei Torah mem yoim umem laila. The Eibishter himself taught Moshe Rabbein the Torah 40 days and 40 nights. V'nosna lebe matana. The Eibishter gave Moshe Rabbein the Torah personally as a gift. Ulefneza, even before then. Hoitzi es b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbein is the one that took Yidden out of Mitzrayim. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Loi, B'cho Yaminu Lo'olam. The Yidden will trust and believe in you forever. And V'ach Zeh Ata B'Parshaseinu Lamadnu. And right over here in Parshas Baal Leischa we learn, She'kol Zman Sh'hoye Reitze, Hoy Medaber Mashchina. Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, he was able to speak with the Eibishter. And V'shoma, and he heard also from the Eibishter, She'yatzilu Meiruchoy Al Ayin HaZekeinim, that from the spirit of Moshe Rabbeinu will be drawn the Nevuah to 70 Zekeinim, and Vahu Eina Chosaklum, and he will not be lacking anything. As Rashi there brings the mashal, like when you light one candle from another candle. Vahulu. Ve'erikoy l'chola om, and in the Pasuk it describes the level of Moshe Rabbeinu in contrast to the rest of the Yidden. Hu ka'oymen l'yoynik v'chulu. It's like a nurse, a mother nursing an infant. If so, ve'eich shayich shiyia onav mikol adam geimer. Moshe Rabbeinu, having all of these great levels, being aware of the great Balmaila that he was, how is it possible that he should be the most humble man on the face of the earth? Umavur atiritz. So the answer that's explained on this is, she'ima yez shiyada Moshe satoiv shaloi. Moshe Rabbeinu was well aware of the good and the levels that he had. Vashu gavoya b'mayla mikol adam. He's above, much higher than all other people. Yet, at the same time, he was more humble than any other people. And v'hu mipnei, it's for the following reason. Because he knew that all of the milas, all of the levels that he has, which with them he's higher than everybody else, these are gifts that the Eibishter gave him from above. It's not any of his own accomplishment. This is something, these are talents and levels of his neshama that the Eibishter gave him. The Chashav, and he even thought to himself more so. So if someone else would have gotten these talents and these levels that the Eibishter gave me, so he would also have the same as I had. It's not my accomplishment. Someone else has the same. And Moshe Rabbeinu thought even further. The Efshir, and it's possible, the Achir, if somebody else would have been granted these powers, he would reveal the potential of these powers even more than I did. And therefore, while he recognized and understood and knew exactly the level that he was on, yet, at the same time, he was the most humble man on the face of the earth. This is the Hesber that the Rebbe here is quoting from a Maimer of the Rebbe Rashab, from a Maimer of the Friedeke Rebbe, and as we'll see later in the Sikha, this Vart already says earlier in a Maimer from the Mittel Rebbe. V'hine mehemshech habir muvan, from the way this is described, the Anovi here, in this Vart, in this explanation of the Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's understood. Shepirish hanal shel va'ish Moshe onov. This pshat, in the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, this is not veering off from the simple pshat of humility. That he's simply humble and feels himself lower than other people. Asher al kein. So because this is not veering off the simple pshat, so therefore, so he doesn't only say the first point, which is, sheyoda asher kol inyoni ma'aloysav u'mashenitin lo'emul ma'ilah, that he recognized that whatever milus he has is a gift from above. It doesn't stop at that point. There's an additional point, as we'll see in a moment. But the Rebbe explains, even if a person is aware that whatever he has is given to him as a gift from above, kizeu raktam lishlilas ha'isnasos b'malasei alazulas. This is just a reason to negate a person feeling any pride of his own accomplishments that he has over somebody else. That if it's a gift that the Eibishter gave you, it's not your accomplishment, so how could you be proud about this and feel higher than anybody else? It's not your accomplishment at all. However, the fact though remains that you can't see yourself as humble, as lower than somebody else. The fact is that you have these gifts presently and someone else doesn't. So yes, it negates a person feeling isnasos, feeling the pride that I'm better than somebody else, but could you feel lower and more humble than someone else? Myself, here comes the second point. The efshe, the acherim, hoyele keiches eilu, hoye megales a keiches yaiser. That it goes even further, that it's possible that if someone else would be granted the same energies, the same powers, he would develop them, he would reveal them even more than what I did. This is a reason that brings a person to realizing that he's less than somebody else. I'm not developing the potential of these keiches as much as somebody else definitely would do more. Possibly, or at least possibly would do more. So that brings a person to humility in the simple sense, to feel himself lower than somebody else. But now, the question is as follows. What's the main level that Moshe Rabbeinu has, his maila that he has over all people living on the face of the earth? Is the level of prophecy that was unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. Explained by Riches in this week's Parsha and the Psukim, Begoidel Mailas Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, the great level of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. Va'at Shalekom Novi Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe. There's no other Navi amongst Yidden that ever will be like Moshe Rabbeinu. V'harei, now if that's the case, if Nevuah is the main level that Moshe Rabbeinu has, which what he stands out more than anybody else. V'harei Nevuah eine inyan shebo'ei de'avedas ha'adam. Nevuah is not something that a person develops on his own. This is something that a person receives, a certain maila that he has to develop it. Ki'im Maila umadrege niglis anitenes mul maila. This is a revelation that comes and is given to the person completely, totally from above. A revelation of nevuah, a koyach of nevuah that Eibishter grants a person fully developed to be able to prophesize and have that revelation. Ubezeh, if so, regarding nevuah, ein shayach loymar da acher hoye megales a koyches yaiser. This detail that somebody else would develop the potential of Nevuah more than I did, that's not possible to say. The first point we said before, that the Nevuah is a gift, and therefore somebody else could have received the same gift, so I can't attribute the gift of Nevuah to my own, to myself, it's not my accomplishment, that's true about Nevuah as well. But that's not enough to cause a person to be humble, in the simple sense, to feel lower than someone else. The only way you can feel humble is if you can come to the conclusion that somebody else would take the same gift and the same talents and develop it more and greater than I did myself. That point is not shaykh to be said regarding Nevuah. Nevuah is something that's granted to a person fully developed, it's revealed, it's a revelation that the person has of Nevuah. Then kind of so the question is, Lama hoya Moshe onov me'oid mikola adam geimer. How could Moshe Rabbeinu be the great humble man more than all people? At the same time, when it comes to the main maila that Moshe has, he was granted something more than anybody else. He has something which raises him above anybody else. So there's a basic problem we have over here with understanding how the concept of anova, the simple sense that Moshe Rabbeinu should feel lower than others, how is that possible regarding the maila of anova? Regarding the maila of nevuah, that is. V'yuvan zeh b'hakte madisa b'siyem mesechta seita. So to understand this, let's first see the Gemara at the end of mesechta seita. B'mishne shom. In the Mishneh, in the end of mesechta seita, it says, Mishameis Rabbi, Batla anova v'yiras chait. When Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when Rebbe passes away, so the attribute of humility is nullified, and yiras chait, to be fearing of a sin, is also nullified. It ceases to exist anymore. Rebbe was the last one that had the real Anava and real Yereschet. Well, the Gemara Sham, then the Gemara there quotes and says, Amale Rav Yosef Latana. Rav Yosef says to the Tana, Loi Tisni Anava. Do not count in the Mishnah as well Anava together with Yereschet. The Ikana. Because I am here, I am an Anav, and therefore Anava is still available. Anava is something that still exists. So Yereschet you can leave in the Mishnah, but not Anava. I'm here. Amale Rav Nachman Latana. Rav Nachman said to the Tana, Leitisni Yireschet, do not learn in the Mishnah that Yireschet ceases to exist. Dikano, because I'm here. I'm a Yireschet. That's the conclusion of Masechta Saita. The Tzarech Lahav. So the question of here is as follows. Aleph number one, Shneyem, Rav Yosef, v'Rav Nachman, Hoyu b'Deirechot. Both of these, Amiroim, Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman, lived in the same time period. It's logical to say that they knew each other and they understood and recognized the levels that their friend was on. We can see this in the Gemara itself. Rav Yosef said about Rav Nachman that Rav Nachman has darshan the following psukim as they were given at Har Sinai. So he praised Rav Nachman for the milus of the way he was learning. Rav Nachman called us Rav Yosef b'shem Sinai. On the other hand, Rav Nachman referred to Rav Yosef as being a person which is Sinai, because Rav Yosef was a person that had a very big bekiyas, a very big knowledge in all of the Mishnayos and all of the halachas, like they were given from Sinai, and therefore he referred to him as a Sinai. So they understood, they recognized each other's levels, each other's milus in learning. Okay, and if so, lama nokat kol echad mehem milus atzmei bulvat. Why is each one of them only saying that do not mention Anava? Rav Yosef says, don't mention Anava because of the Mila that I have, that I'm an Anav. And Rav Nachman only talks about himself and says, don't mention Yereschet, since I am the Yereschet. Why didn't each one of them say to the Tana that don't mention not Anava and not Yereschet, ki yeshtun Milas elu behem? Because Anava and Yereschet is still here by both Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. Why didn't Rav Yosef see the Yereschet that's there by Rav Nachman? And why didn't Rav Nachman see the Anava that's there by Rav Yosef? If Rav Yosef or Rav Nachman is speaking about his own Maila, he sees his own advantages, and that's what he speaks about and tells the Tana not to mention the Anava or the Yereschet as his own Maila. Most definitely, he should be speaking and publicizing the Milo of his friend that the Tana shouldn't mention because of the Milo that his friend has. Why is everyone just focusing on himself? Beis, the other question here is, so now, sort of concluding from the first question. Since we see the fact is that both Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman is only telling the Tana not to mention one of the Milas here, either Anova or Yereschet that he has. And he doesn't say, do not say that entire statement that Rabbi said, both Anova and Yereschet. So from this we could conclude that each one of them held Shashnia Batla, that the other Mila was Taka. Bottle doesn't exist anymore. Yereschet l'Rav Yosef. According to Rav Yosef, there is no Yereschet anymore. He only says Anova is still here. And Vanova l'Rav Nachman. And according to Rav Nachman, Anova is not here anymore. That's what we have to conclude. Each one knew the Mila that their friend had, but still he held that doesn't live up to the standard of the Anova of Rebbe or the Yereschet of Rebbe. So the question now is, how can we say this? We learned in a braise where Rav Pinchas ben Yori says, this is a braise in Masechta Avodah Zarah, and as the Rebbe brings in the Ha'ara, in some Nuschois, this is actually the continuation and the conclusion here of Masechta Saita. There's a whole list of different levels in a person climbing in his Avodah Hashem, and one of the things it says there is that humility brings a person to Yireschet, to be fearing of a sin. Hainu, meaning shal yidei anove, humility ba'am l'mida yesen nailus. It'll bring you to a higher level, which is yireschet, to be God-fearing, to be the fear of a sin. If that's the case, if Yiras Chet is on a higher level than another, Yikshel Rav Nachman. So the question now is according to Rav Nachman. Eich Efshe. How is it possible to say that his opinion is Shahamayla Pchusa Anove Botla? The lower level of Anove, that was Botla. That's something that's not existing anymore. Mishameis Rebbe. Babishah. Shahamayla Achashuva Mimena Yiras Chet. The higher level of Yiras Chet, Loi Botela. That's not bottle. That's something that I still have. I'm still a Yereichet. But the lower level of Anova, that was bottle. How is it possible to say such a thing? If the higher level of Yereichet is still something that exists, definitely the Anova that comes before, that leads to the Yereichet, that's lower, for sure still exists. So the Rebbe says, possibly we will be able to answer this. Sherav Nachman Koi B'shittas Reb Shua Ben Levi. Rav Nachman doesn't follow the opinion of Rav Pinchas ben Yair in this braisa. He follows the opinion of Rav Shua ben Levi. Sha'anove gedoyla miyiras chet. That Anove, his opinion is that Anove is actually greater than Yiras Chet. U'b'shittas ha-Yerushalmi shkolim. Following the opinion that's mentioned in Yerushalmi and shkolim. She'sosam, that says there plainly and clearly, l'figirsis ha-Taisvus, and this is according to Taisvus' version of Yerushalmi, she'yiras chet k'idemes u'mevil de'anove, that it's Yiras Chet that comes first, that's lower, and that's the introduction that brings to the higher level of Anove. So l'chein, if that's the case, shapis v'irelei, we could understand that Rav Nachman holds, she'anove b'teilo v'lo Yiras Chet ha-pchusa mimeno, that Anove was bottle. Anove is the higher level. Humility is bottle. But Yiras Chet, which is lower than it, is not bottle. So the argument over here, essentially, between Rav Nachman and Rav Yosef is regarding the two, Anove and Yiras Chet, which one is higher? Lufizen Noima. So according to this, we'll say, Shapluktas, Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. The argument here between Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman, whether Leitisni Anove. Should we say that Anove still exists? Oy leitisni yiras chet. Should we say that yiras chet still exists? Tluya b'machlekes anal. Depends on the machlekes between Rav Pinchas ben Yair and Rav Shua ben Levi. Rav Yosef took Omar she yiras chet b'teila v'loy anove. Rav Yosef, which is saying that yiras chet is bottle, but anove is still here. Hayne mishum desvirelei she yiras chet g'doyle ma'anove. Yiras Chet is on a higher level, so that actually is bottle when Rebbe passed away. Anove, which is on a lower level, that's still here. Rav Nachman de Kamar shebotla rak anove. Rav Nachman that says that only anove is bottle. Svirile lehepech. So he holds the opposite is true. She anove nailus yosem yiras chet. That humility anove is on a higher level than yiras chet, and therefore anove is bottle, but yiras chet is not. I'm here. Rav Nachman says, and yiras chet is still here. Aval the Rebbe says koshalei makay. This pshat is difficult. To say that the machloikis of Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman regarding these two, Anov and Yiras Chet, depends on the machloikis of Rav Pinchas ben Yair and Rav Shua ben Levi, which one of them is higher, is a difficult pshat. Aleph number one. Av shalei re'inu ein araya, even though usually there's a klal, something that we don't, just because we don't see it saying anywhere clearly, explicitly, it doesn't mean that it's not true. But in this case, because then, nevertheless, it doesn't say anywhere Rav Yosef, Rav Nachman, pligi biplukte shekvar nechluku bo kidmeyem Rav Pinchas ben Yair Rav Shua ben Levi. They are arguing in the same machlokes as the ones that came before them, Rav Pinchas ben Yair, which was a Tana, and Rav Shua ben Levi, which was in the mamish at the end of the tkufas atanoim. They already argued about this, and Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman are just following and arguing in the same machlokes. I mean, the Gemara brings the machlokes. We have the machlekes between Rav Pinchas ben Yair and Rav Shua ben Levi. So why does the Gemara not mention anywhere? Why isn't that not mentioned at all anywhere that Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman are arguing in the very same machlekes? So it's mashma that the basis of their machlekes is something else. Beis a further point. Matzino we find. Sherav Nachman hoya mechaside bavel. Rav Nachman is referred to as the pious ones of Bavel. So he specifically had a style of learning, and he came from Bavel. Rav Yosef hoya Sinai. Rav Yosef's style of learning, as we mentioned before, was Sinai. What was Sinai? What does Sinai mean? That he learned, he collected, and had a vast knowledge of all of the Mishnayos, of all the Tanoim, and all the Halachas. That was his style of learning. Shehu Seder Alimud Ibnei Marava. This is more of the style of learning in Eretz Yisrael, which is not like Talmud Bavli. As we know, the basic difference between Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi, Talmud Bavli is with questions, analyzing, and the discussion. Talmud Yerushalmi is straight halachas, one halacha, another halacha, compiling all the halachas. So this is the style of Rav Yosef's learning. Now, if we're going to say that the machloikis of Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman is based on the machloikis between Rav Pinchas ben Yair and the opinion of Rav Shua ben Levi, which is mentioned in the Yerushalmi, so now it would come out an interesting thing. It would be the opposite of what you would expect their opinion is. Rav Yosef, the Svira Leisha Rak Yiras Chet Batla. Rav Yosef that holds that only Yiras Chet is Batl because Yiras Chet is on a higher level. Not at Peshitta Sabavli. Rav Yosef, which his style of learning was like the Yerushalmi, he was a Sinai, he's choosing the Shitta of the Bavli, like Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, that Yiras Chet is on a higher level. Rav Nachman, the Sava Sharak Anova Betela. And Rav Nachman that holds that only Anova is Batl. Anova is on a higher level, Kai Yerushalmi. Rav Nachman was Michaside Bavel, he had a style of learning like Bavel, and he's following the opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Levi mentioned in Yerushalmi. So how is this? Why is this the opposite of what their style and their shitta of learning was? Move on. So the Rebbe Bavarens, it's understood. She'ein hechrech loima, there's nothing forcing us to say the Sheshitas limudah Rav Yosef bi Yosei Sinai, that the way of learning of Rav Yosef, being a Sinai, he le'olam lefiya Yerushalmi, has to always be like the style of Yerushalmi. He has to agree with every opinion that's brought in the Yerushalmi in contrast to the Bavli. We can't make such a rule. And v'shitas Rav Nachman mechaside Bavel, and that will say that Rav Nachman, that was from the pious ones of Bavel, kula lefiya Bavli, that his opinion is always going to be like it's mentioned in the Bavli in contrast to the Yerushalmi. Shaharei, and the Rebbe adds in parentheses, after all, Shneim Hoyu B'Bavel. Both Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman lived in the same generation in Bavel. So there's definitely other things that plays into their shitta and when they argue about things, and that not always is it going to be that Rav Yosef is following Yerushalmi and Rav Nachman follows Bavli. Aval, but, Le'idach Gisa, on the other hand, Deichik Loimar, it's still difficult to say that over here the basis of their machlokes would be that here Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman take the other side, completely the reverse of what their opinion would usually be. If you want to say that their machlokes is based on something else and they're not following the opinion of Yerushalmi and Bavli, fine, that's possible. They were both in Bavel, and there's definitely other ideas that could be the basis of their machlokes. But to say that, punkt, here the machlokes is based on a reverse of what their opinion usually is, that's something that's not mistaver. So the basic question that the Rebbe wants to understand over here from Sif Beis and Sif Gimel is, let's understand the basis of the machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef says that I'm an Anov, and therefore the middah of Anov is still here, but Yiras Chet is Batl. Rav Nachman says the opposite, Yiras Chet is still here, and I'm the Yirei Chet, and Anov is what's Batl. Well, what's the basis of their machlekes? Yuvan Zeh, so we could understand this, Bahaktim Akusha Yedua, by addressing the obvious and basic and famous question that there is on the statement of the Gemara here, B'maimer Rav Yosef, and what Rav Yosef says. The Tana shouldn't mention humility because I'm the Anov, I'm here. The very fact that Rav Yosef is praising himself, that he is the humble man, I'm the Anov, that's the antithesis of being a humble man. This doesn't work over here. He's proclaiming to everybody that I'm the humble person, and therefore the Tana shouldn't mention Anova. How does that work? That's the obvious question that you see over here as soon as you read the statement. So the answer for this is, and here the Rebbe brings a vort that it says, Namaim from the Mittel Rebbe, which is the basis, and this is the point that we brought already in the beginning of the Sicha. Ein Pirish Onov, what's the real pshat of an Onov? What's the humble person? The pshat of an Onov is not Kemosha Olam Soivrim, like people think, Shepirusha Yoloshin Shiflus, that a person is low. He thinks lowly of himself. He doesn't recognize who he is, and therefore he really and honestly thinks that he's low and less than anybody else. That's not the humble person. That's not another. Ki shiflos, the term shiflos, when someone is lower. He actually feels less than somebody else, less valuable. Is an individual that sees and recognizes how low he is. That he's less talented, less valuable, he has less to offer than others. That's someone that's a shuffle. That he sees others that are more talented than him, that have greater accomplishments than him, and he looks at himself and he says, I'm less than them. I have less value than them. That's a shuffle. An individual that truly does not possess these talents that others have, and therefore he's lower. He feels less than others. Or perhaps there's another situation. It could be he does have certain milus, as long as it's not known to him, if he doesn't recognize his milus, so he truly and honestly feels lower, less valuable than someone else. That's a shuffle. Ulam ha'anav be'emes, the true concept, the true definition of an anav, who is something else. K'moshen is barilel. Here we come back to the point that we mentioned before in the beginning of the sikha. B'midas ha'anav v'shayetzel Moshe, regarding the attribute of humility that Moshe Rabbeinu had, ish ha'mailas, a man of many mailas. V'yedeya o'makeh eserka, he's good and well aware of all of his mailas he has. But at the same time, he doesn't take any pride, he doesn't take any credit for it at all. He doesn't take all of this good to himself to say, oh, this is my accomplishment. And why is this? And the reason is, as we already explained before, because he knows, the powers he has, the special unique senses he has, are all a gift that the Eibishter gave him. So he makes the simple calculation. If someone else would have these kaiches, he would also be on the same level as I am. It's not my accomplishment. And as we already said before, it goes a step further. And the efsher, the acher, it's possible that someone else, if he would have these kaiches, he would actually develop the potential of these keiches even more than myself. So therefore, I could feel humble, lower than somebody else. This is the true concept of an anav. He recognizes his keiches, but he recognizes where the keiches come from. He recognizes that it's not his accomplishment. So just as this is true regarding every anav, in the true definition of an anav, what his perspective is regarding all of the talents that he has, that he recognizes them as a gift from the Eibishter. So similarly, we can say, regarding the very mila of anav itself, that Rav Yosef recognized and knew that he's an anav, and he's proclaiming here, he's saying here that I am the anav, and yet it's not a contradiction to him being an anav. Sheyada maila san vasanusai. He knew the maila he had, that he's very humble. But because ele hichsek toivel atzmecholo, he didn't take any credit for this. Va'adarabe, choshav, he thought to himself, sheyele nitnu kechaysa v'kishrei noisav la'acher. If the keiches and the talents that he has that made it possible for him to be this humble man was given to someone else, somebody else would have developed this kayach, this kishrein, to be an anav even more than I did. So therefore he recognized his humility, but yet that itself is not a contradiction to him actually being humble. Zeo gam, this explains also another thing that we see that Rav Yosef said about himself. Mashakari Rav Yosef anafshei. Rav Yosef said about himself, the Gemara there says, that Rav Yosef knew all Mishnayos. He was very proficient in all of the halachas and all of the Mishnayos. And the Gemara there describes that he carries a bundle of all the Mishnayos with him. He has them all available ready in his memory. And Rav Yosef said about himself, V'rav tvuos b'koyach shor. The much produce that there is over here comes with the energy of the ox. And referring to himself, Yosef, which is connected to Shair, that he has the kayach of this Rav Tvuis, of this produce that he carries with him, all of the Mishnayos. So the Rebbe here explains on Geshmak Avart that the mashal of Rav Tvuis, B'kayach Shair, is exact. It makes this point over here about how Rav Yosef looked at himself. K'moi Shaharav Tvuis, just as in the case when you have a lot of produce, Einam boys v'tzemches me'akayach hasher. They don't grow from the energy of the ox. Elam in koyach hatzemeach shabaretz. They're growing from the ground that has the koyach to grow. Ayedei azera shenizra bavachulu. There's the seed that's being planted. That's where it grows from. V'hasher hurakem tzoy. The shoyer, the ox, is just a emtzoy. It's the vehicle. It's the method. Which al yedei koychoy bal poyol koyach hatzemeach shabaretz. The ox comes and plows the field, and it develops the ability for the field to be able to grow. Matzmiach rav tvois, and then it grows all the produce of the field. But it's not the ox itself that has created this. It's coming from somewhere else. It's coming from the koyach hatzemeach that's there in the ground, from the seed that was thrown into the ground. So val derech zeh, so this is the mashal that Rav Yosef said about himself. Masha omer Rav Yosef al atzmai. When Rav Yosef said about himself, sheyesh biyodeh chavilis shel mishnah, that he carries along with himself packages of the mishnayis, that he has it there clear in his memory, or like it says the lashon in another place in the Gemara, marechitya, that Rav Yosef is the master of the wheat. He has the basic needs in learning, the basic knowledge that everybody relies upon. Hu einei ela emtsoi, he is only the vehicle, sha'al yodei bo'o lepoyol ha'koyches shenitin lo'imul ma'ila. He developed those koyches that were given to him from above. It's not his own accomplishment. It's not his own koyches that he has within himself. It's all koyches that the Eibishter gave him from above that he worked on developing. And therefore he has nothing to be a balgaiva about. And adarabe, he's able to think that someone else would have developed it better than himself, and therefore he could even be humble in contrast to other people. Okay. So now the Rebbe says, this is all about the Torah that he learned and the humility that he accomplished in his life. This is all based on the talents, the koyches that the Eibishter gave him. The Eibishter gave him the koyach to learn Torah, the koyach to remember Torah, the koyach to have a kishrein for being humble. This is all a gift from above. Achadayin, and move on. But there's another aspect to this. And therefore, there's another question here. When a person learns Torah, there's something else that happens. This creates a situation where now the person is saved from the Yetzirah. This person it goes into such a level, into such a category where the Yetzirah cannot come and cause this person to stumble on an Aveda. The source of this is in the Gemara and Saita, as the Rebbe's Mitzayin in the Hara, and in fact it's Rav Yosef himself that is one of the Amiraim over there in the Gemara that describes and discusses this, about the idea that when a person learns Torah, besides the knowledge of Torah that you have, there's something additional that happens. The person now is not prone to an Aveda anymore. So this Maila, this level that Rav Yosef attained through his learning Torah, that now he's a category of a person that's completely protected from any Aveda. This is not the Keiches that is given to him from above. The Keiches that's given to him from above, Keiches of a memory, the Keiches to learn, to have the ability to learn Torah, that's the koyach that's given to him from above. Shehem rak ma'afshirim la'odom la'giya l'darga Sinai. The koyaches that are given to him enabled Rav Yosef to learn Torah 100% properly, and he's able to reach to the level of a Sinai, where he has the vast knowledge of Torah. Avaloi shehem o'isim shi'yi yeshamim menachet. Those special talents that he had, the talent of his memory, the talent of his ability to learn, those talents that were given to him from above, they made him a shomer menachet. No, not at all. He took the talents that were given to him from above, and he learned Torah. He developed those talents, he worked with those talents, and he learned Torah. And then through the Torah that he learned, now he became a shomer menachet, and this created an additional maila that he enters into this new category of a person that nobody, that the Yetzer Hara, nobody could come and cause him to stumble in an aveda. So ki'im, rather, this is mitzad avedosai hu. This is his own aveda shaloma that he learned v'achanasa sinai, to the point that he developed his keiches to such a degree that he became a Sinai. He became so proficient in Torah. And then what happened? he became Shomer Menachet. Vim Kain, if so, Eichai Rav Yosef Anov. How could Rav Yosef be a humble person? B'shoa sheyada, at the same time as he's aware and he knows, shebekayach avedasa nis'ala l'suk adam hashomer menachet. Through his aveda, he got elevated to a level where he's in a completely different category than anybody else. He used his kaychis. He didn't just develop his kaychis that the Eibishter gave him to learn Torah, but he developed his kaychis to the extent that he entered into a new category of a person. Sort of supernatural, a person that is cannot stumble in any aveda. He's completely shomer menachet. Regular individual is prone to an aveda. Here, through his aveda, he enters into a completely different category of a person that's shomer menachet. So now, if so, the anava to think that somebody else would take this kayach and develop it and use it and come to the level that I am on doesn't fit over here. Why not? You could still argue and say that somebody else would develop and reach this level, that he would be in a category that it would be Shomer Menachet, like Rav Yosef himself developed. But the Rebbe says that's not relevant, though. That doesn't cause you to be an onov. Why not? Shaharei ein oimrim shetzorech liyis onov mikol ha-behema. You never could say to a person that he has to be humble even more than an animal. Why? If the animal would have had these kaychas that the human being has, the animal would develop these kaychas more than the human being. The animal is in a category for itself, not shayach b'chlal to a human being. If the animal has these kaychas, so he's not an animal, so then he has the kaychas of a human being. So we're talking about an animal that's on a completely different category than a human being. It's not shayach for a person to feel and say that I'm less than this animal. If the animal would be human, so then he would be better than me. But we're not discussing about the animal being human. The animal as an animal is certainly less than you. So it's not possible for a person to be humble in contrast to an animal. He's in a completely different category than a human being. So the Rebbe says the same thing would apply over here when Rav Yosef, through his learning Torah, became elevated not only through his knowledge of Torah that he developed the kaychas that were given from above. He elevated himself to the point that now he as a person became a new mahos. He entered into a new category. The contrast and the difference between him and other people is so far that he's like in a completely different category. He's a person that's shomer menachet, a new mahos. He entered into this new category of Shomer Menachet, and others are not. So therefore, there's no Erech Bechlal. So there's no Indian of Anov over here. Ligabi this, Rav Yosef should have realized and felt that I'm definitely more, I am definitely better, I have more than others. I'm definitely on a higher level than others. So how could he be humble, Ligabi this prat, that the Torah lifted him up into a completely different category? So v'yashloimar, so to explain this, we have to say as follows. The fact that when a person learns Torah, it protects him from an aveda. The pshat over here is not that when a person learns Torah to such a high level, to such a degree, this will cause a transformation in the person himself that he becomes like a new person, enters into a completely different category. Hainu shahu atzmeinis ala lamadrege kazu she'ein shayach lechet. That the essence of the person, the whole mahus of the person changes, and he now, it's not shayach for him to sin anymore. That's not the pshat. That's not what happens. That's not the matzla menachet that the Gemara says that's the effect that happens when you learn Torah. Ela rather shahu adam atzmei. The person himself, looking at the mahus of the person himself, mitzad dargosai, looking at his level, he's not assured that he'll be saved from an aveda. There's the power of Torah that's in him. There's the words of Torah, there's the energy and the holiness of Torah that's there in his brain, in his metzias, that's protecting him, that's serving as a protector. It's the Torah inside of him that's protecting him of the aveda. Not that the Torah caused a transformation in the person himself, that he now is in a higher category, that he's not shayach to an aveda. No, lav dafke. But the Torah is sort of like a wall, or the Torah is like in him, that doesn't allow the Aveda to enter. The person himself, though, the Etzem remains like a regular human being, like all other normal people, that's prone to an Aveda. That is the pshat over here, and how Rav Yosef understood this inyan, that Torah saves a person of an Aveda. Ulachein, and therefore, K'moy shahat Torah shalomad Rav Yosef. Just as it's true regarding the Torah that Rav Yosef learnt, Le'yaviyo isalach zakas toiv la'atzmai. It didn't bring him to take credit for this. V'korei anafshei, and what he said about himself was, V'rav tvu is b'koyach shayr. That really the Torah, which is over here, the marshal for the Torah is the produce. This is really the Torah. The Torah has its own koyach. B'koyach shayr, I'm developing the koyaches that the Eibishter gave me to be able to learn Torah. But really it's the Torah inside of me, and it's a gift from above. So I have nothing to be taking credit for. I have nothing to take credit for when I get to this Torah. So K'moy Kein, the same is true. L'hichzik toiv la'atzmai gam b'negei l'richuk michet. The effect that Torah has, that it elevates a person, that now he's far from an Aveda, matzlim yetzahara, that it saves him from the yetzahara, this is also not something that he could take credit for. Why? This is just a natural result of the existence of Torah that's in him that he learned. And not that the person himself was now transformed through this Torah. It's not two separate things. If you're going to divide it as two separate things, there's the talents he has to learn Torah, and he uses his talents and he learns Torah, and the Torah is inside of him. That's one inyan. And that's something that he can't take credit for, and that's something that he can still be humble for. But then you would say, there's another step. He enters into a completely different stage where he becomes a new person. That's Shomer Menachet. So now he's head and shoulders above everybody else. So how could he feel humble, the Gabi, everybody else? But Rav Yosef says, that's not the case, that's not what happens. The Torah inside of you, that you're learning, that itself protects you from the Avedis. Without transforming you, just that the presence of the Torah in you protects you from the Aveda. The person himself didn't necessarily have the transformation through this Torah, that he becomes a new person, he gets elevated into a completely different category. So therefore, just like Legabe de Limudat Torah, he's not taking credit, and he can be humble with this Torah that he's aware that he learns and knows. The same is true with this Maila, that he now becomes Shomer Menachet, which is a natural result of the Torah that's in him. So now, based on this, we could understand the machloikis here between Rav Nachman and Rav Yosef. Masha Rav Nachman Omar, what does Rav Nachman say? Leitisni rak yireschet, that you should only mention yireschet. That anove is something that is bottle. Aval anove betele ledaita mishameis rabbi, but anove humility was bottle. Av she yoda gedulosev am vesenusa sh'Rav Yosef. Although, as Rabbi proved before in the beginning of the Sikha, Rav Nachman was well aware of the greatness and of the humility of Rav Yosef. Rav Nachman palagad Rav Yosef. Rav Nachman argues on the way Rav Yosef understands the effect that limudat Torah has on a person. V'savar, and he holds, it actually changes and transforms the person himself. It elevates him into a completely different category. So there's two things happening when you learn Torah. There's the Torah you're learning, there's the talents they wish to give you to learn Torah, and you have that vast knowledge of limudat Torah. That's one thing. But then there's a transformation that takes place. The person gets elevated to a completely different status. So now it's not shayach to have a novel agabi somebody else that's not on that status at all. Rav Yosef could not have been in the true definition of what an onov is, that he feels himself humble and less than somebody else. Rav Yosef could have not had this level of anova. Because according to Rav Nachman, Rav Yosef was head and shoulders above everybody else. He was a transformed person through his Torah. He's Shomer Menachet. He's sort of more superhuman, more than a normal person that's susceptible to sinning. So Rav Yosef sees that he's very different than everybody else. So how could it be an onov mitzad this? So therefore Rav Nachman says that the true definition of anov was not shayach to Rav Yosef. So therefore the Tana could say that anov is bottle. V'al derech zeh yesh liyashiv. Similar to this, the Rebbe says, we could also explain gam masher Rav Yosef le'oma le'tana le'tisni yiris chetik, Rav Nachman. Why Rav Yosef did not agree to what Rav Nachman said, that do not mention Yiras Chet because Rav Nachman is here. Rav Nachman has Yiras Chet. Rav Yosef did not, he knew the Yiras Chet that Rav Nachman had, but he still did not think that this is a reason why the Yiras Chet of Rebbe still exists today. The true concept of Yiras Chet still exists by Rav Nachman. Why is that? The Gemara says as follows. The Imei de Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. The mother of Rav Nachman, which is over here, we're talking about Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. There's a Ha'ara before in the Sicha, Ha'ara 15, where the Rebbe discusses this, that over here, Bepashtus, we're talking about Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Amri le kaldoi, choizim bakechavim. Stargazers told his mother, Bereich ganvahaver, your son is going to be a thief. His mother never allowed him to go out or never to be with his head uncovered. Amrale, she said to him, Kasi reisheich, make sure you always cover your head. Kehechi, ditehevu aloch, aimsi de shamaya, so you'll always have the fear of heaven upon you. Uboy rachami, and besides that, you should beg mercy by Hashem, bakish rachamim, shal yishlet b'cha yetzahara. Beg Hashem that the yetzahara, that is naturally you have a tendency to this, should not have any rulership over you. Pamachas, that actually once happened, nofal glivim elavereshe, the covering that was in his head fell off, and alme yitzrei, and the yitzahara was able to be strong within him, because he didn't have that head covering. That's the story about Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So now the Rebbe says as follows: Vihine, in yonai umalasa shel yerechet, what's the true mile of a person that is a yerechet? You could identify him that he is an individual that's God fearing, that is afraid of an aveda. Eina bezeh she'eino over aveda bepoil. This does not refer simply to a person that in practice does not do avedas. Shezeh yochaliyos mipnei yiras ha'einish. That could simply be possible because the person is afraid of the punishment, or because of a teacher or another person, the flesh of blood that's there watching him, and therefore he doesn't sin. Could be any kind of external reasons why a person in practice does not sin. Kiim, the true yirechet is a person sheyare mipnei hachet. He actually is afraid of the aveda itself. The aveda is something that the Eibush does not want you to do. He's afraid of going against the Ratzon Hashem. Yare, there's a real feeling of fear. Midish belev, it's a feeling in his heart. Lava la Ratzon Hashem v'chulu, to be even the Ratzon Hashem. That's the true concept of yirechet. It's a definition of the mahus of the person. That he's a person that in his essence, he's on this level that he's afraid of an aveda. So if so, so let's look at Rav Nachman. Masha'en ken ha'yirish Rav Nachman. So this is not the case by Rav Nachman. Kasav Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef's opinion about Rav Nachman's level of Yiras Chet is, Shemikiv m'shehi nasis ayidei kisi rosh utfila, his Yiras Chet is accomplished through something external, through the fact that he has a head covering, through the fact that he's davening, that he's begging Hashem to save him. This is not something that's internal, part and parcel of his being, that he is in his heart and in his soul a God-fearing person, that he's afraid of this aveda. But on the contrary, the kisei rosh, the head covering, creates constantly, every moment, from new, this yiras chet in him, this awareness and this yiras chet, emse de shamaya, the fear of heaven. And the gamos, eina yiras chet, ki ashish yishal hayetzahara, as you see from the Gemara, even the kisi arash itself is also not enough. Even after he has the kisi arash, it's still possible that the yetzahara should come and have a rulership over him. But tzarech li is boy rachmi. In addition, he has to daven that the yetzahara shouldn't have a shaykhus to him. So therefore, Rav Yosef understood that this does not make a change within him himself. That he could be referred to as an individual, that he in his pnimius, in his essence, is a yereichet. There's other things, the yarmulke, the head covering, the davening, that causes him to be a yereichet papayel. Similar to Rav Yosef's opinion regarding the effect of Torah on a person, that the Torah does not necessarily transform the person himself to save him from the Aveda, that he's now in a new category, that he's a new mohos that he saved from the Aveda, but the Torah that resides inside of him protects him of the action of the sin. Similarly, over here, he understood Rav Nachman's level regarding Yiras Chet, and therefore he says Yiras Chet is bottle after Rebbe passes away. Rav Nachman was on a great level of Yiras Chet, but it's not something that was there belibayu benafshe be'etza mitzad himself. It was mitzad the yamake, mitzad the davening that he did. So we have over here the basic machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yosef going back before it, what the Rebbe said in Sif Gimel, in Sif Hei, that Rav Yosef's opinion is that the Torah is there in the person, it resides in the person, it saves him from an Aveda, but it doesn't actually make a transformation in the person himself. Rav Nachman says that no, the Torah that's inside Rav Yosef, when he learned the Torah, he was the Sinai, he had such a vast knowledge of Torah, that Torah causes a transformation in him himself, and therefore he's protected from an Aveda, it makes a new mohos of a person. Makir v'dugme lahasbara anal, a source and an example for this explanation of this machlekes. Sh'Rav Yosef Rav Nachman pligi, that Rav Yosef Rav Nachman argue im limudat Torah, whether learning Torah val derech ze kisi arosh tefillah. Similarly, when it comes to the kisi arosh or davening, poyel shini be'adam, does this actually transform the person himself? Sh'leyia shayach lechet, that he should not. It should not be possible for him to sin. It just prevents and saves the person from the action, that he shouldn't actually sin, but it didn't actually transform the person himself. We can find a source and an example for this in a halacha in Masechta Brachas. The halacha there in the Gemara is as follows. You're not allowed to say Kriya Shema in the presence of Meraglayim, in the presence of urine. Unless you dilute it with water. The kama yatla teichan mayim. How much water do you have to put into the meraglayim to dilute it? Plukte the Rav Nachman and Rav Yosef. So here you have a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yosef. Bepirish Abraisa, they're arguing in the pshat of Abraisa that's brought there. Rav Nachman, there's actually two opinions in the Braisa. The Rebbe here is going to discuss the opinion of Rav Zakkai that's brought there in the Braisa. Rav Nachman's opinion is if there was a vessel that had from before already the meraglayim and now you want to pour water into it to dilute it, you have to pour at least a revius of water to dilute this meraglayim to be allowed to say kriyishma. But if you have over there water in the beginning, meaning shekodma amayim lemeraglayim, you have in this vessel water first. Mizbatlim heim b'mayim kol shehein. Any other meraglayim that you'll pour in afterwards will become batl, will become completely nullified, even in a mashu of water that's there earlier in the keli. The reason is, as Rashi there says, Rishain, Shenoifel Otoich HaMayim Mizbatl. Every drop of Meraglayim that enters into this water immediately becomes nullified in the water that was there before, and therefore it never gets any Cheshivas for itself. It whatever drop goes in becomes Batl, and you could say Kriyashma there. Rav Yosef Sever, however, Rav Yosef's opinion is Ashel Rav Zakkai, that according to Rav Zakkai, Gam Betchila, even if the water was there in the vessel first, Tzorech L'Revius Mayim, you still are going to need the amount of Revius of water for the Meraglayim to be diluted in the water. And Vavadovda, and he followed this in practice as himself. Amalei Rav Yosef L'Shamer, Rav Yosef said to his servant, Aisi L'Revius Demaye K'Rav Zakkai. Bring me the vessel that it should have in it, the revius of water, to follow the opinion of Rav Zakkai, afilu b'tchilo, even if the water is going to be in the vessel before the meraglayim enter. So the machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman is in a case when the water is there in the vessel before the meraglayim. Rav Nachman says that a mashu of water is good enough, whatever other meraglayim coming afterwards becomes bottle. Rav Yosef says even in that case, you have to have a revius of water first. What's the basis of their argument? If you have the water there first, do you need a revius of water to be mevatel the meraglayim, or even a mashu who is good enough? He plukte klalis. This is a general machlekes. Ba'ifin habaylus va'apoole shaltare kedushachulu ba'hamakim ba'inim tzas. Mintzois. Looking at the place. Looking at the purity, at the holiness of the place. How do we define this place? It has to be a place where there's nothing repugnant that a person can't say Kriyashma there. So if you have a place that there was a keli there, and there was water there in the keli first, and the meraglaim came in second, how will I now define this place? Is it a holy place? Is it a clean place that Kriyashma is able to be said there? Im, do we say that our Eichos Levad, the quality of the clean water that was there first establishes and sort of acquires the status of the place first. Shittas Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman's opinion is, the mayim tahirim afila kol shehein, if you have a vessel, even with just a little bit of clean water there first, this acquires the status of the place, v'nasim kavua boy, it establishes the status, ulachain, and therefore, kama batal behen. Other meraglayim that come into this place, second, every drop of meraglayim that enters becomes batal. We've already established that this is a clean and pure, holy place to be able to say Kriyashma. Meraglayim came in second, each drop, one drop at a time, it becomes batal in this water. But if it's already a place that's been established as a place of meraglayim, because that was there first, then there's no other etza. You'll have to dilute this meraglayim with a quantity of the proper quantity of water. Sheer revius, the amount of a revius. So Rav Nachman's opinion is when you have the water there, the water is able to establish and acquire the status of the place. It has an effect on the place itself to establish it as a holy and pure place to say Kriyashma. Mashenkein ledas Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef disagrees with this. Rav Yosef says no, that the water was there, it's present. The water is present there in this place, but it doesn't establish a status. It doesn't establish the status of the place that it's holy and pure, and whatever comes in later is considered to be secondary to become bottled. No, the water was there, and then there's also meraglayim that's there. And therefore you're going to need the revius to dilute the meraglayim. So similarly, we could understand over here regarding the effect of Teire in a person that learns Teire. The effect of the Teire, that it saves a person from an Aveda through his learning of Teire. And the Rebbe in Ara 41 says, we brought an example of a machlekes benegeh to the effect of clean water in a place. So we're using this as an example to Teire. So Teire is also compared to water. Or the effect of a head covering or of davening on the person. Fish, it is Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's opinion is, the Teire you learn is not simply information of Teire that's there, that's present in your brain. It becomes absorbed and it creates a status in the person himself. It creates a transformation in the person himself. The person himself becomes a place, an entity of Teire. And therefore, the kama bottle, any other drop that wants to enter and penetrate into this mitzias can't, will become totally nullified into this new entity that has been established here. Shahare, darka shel yetzahara, the style and the way of the yetzahara is, hayayim oymaloy kachul, he comes in one drop at a time. Today he tells you one step, and tomorrow he tries to push you another step, so he comes one drop at a time. Ukeshezeh batl, so if each step that the Yetzirah tries to enter into this place of Teire, into this place that has been established as an entity of Teire, becomes batl, ein bole de hepech yereschet. So it's not possible for the Yetzirah to have any effect on this person. The way the Yetzirah will slowly progress in bringing one drop at a time a person to move in his direction will not be effective at all. It made a transformation in the mitzias of the person. On the other hand, Rav Yosef's opinion is, the Teire is there. The Teire is present in the person. And the presence of the Teire in the person saves him from the Aveda. It didn't become acquired and cause a change in the metzius of the person himself. The presence of the Torah does not allow the Aveda in. Similar to what we said before regarding the water. The water is here, but it doesn't establish the status of the place. Then when Merag Layim comes, you're going to have the quantity of water to dilute it. Over here as well, the Torah is here, and the Torah taka protects the person, but it doesn't cause a real internal change in the mahus of the person himself. So this explains the Shaydish of the Machlekes of Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman and the Pshat of the Gemara over here, B'negeya to Hanove and Yerischet, what the Tanis should say or not say. So now the Rebbe says, Aval al pizet tzarech lahavin, but now if this is the case, that when a person gets elevated to a different status, according to Rav Nachman, when you learn Torah, you get elevated to a different status. So it's impossible for you to be an onov, in contrast to others that don't have this milah, so now we have a big problem. According to Rav Nachman's opinion, that the Torah that you learn does cause a transformation in the person, that is not shaykh to any aveda. And this is something that comes from the aveda of the person that he changes himself. In Cain, how is it possible for Rebbe in his time to be an onov? Rebbe definitely had the Torah in this way that it completely transformed him. So he's head and shoulders above of everybody else. He accepted from Sinai. The entire Torah is called on his name. Most definitely, if the Torah is called on his name, that the Torah brought about a real transformation in their whole metzias. So how is it possible that Rebbe did have another? And that Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor of Mikol Adam Ashapnei Adama? So Rav Nachman says that Rav Yosef can't be an honor because the Torah caused an eternal change in him. So the same should apply to Rebbe and to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshleima Abir Bezeh. So the Rebbe says the answer we can say over here is as follows. The Hinei Mavur B'Lekut HaTorah. The Alter Rebbe says in Lekut HaTorah. B'machleikis Rav Pinchas Ben Yoiv Rav Shur Ben Levi. Going back to the argument that we brought before between Rav Pinchas Ben Yoiv and Rav Shur Ben Levi. Imanovi Lematam Yereschet. Is another a step lower than Yereschet? Or another is the highest level, higher than Yereschet? So the Alter Rebbe there says that really they're not arguing. There are two different levels of humility. There's a level of Anova that leads to Yereschet, that's the level of Bina. Anova and the level of Bina. The Anova that's above everything else, that's Bepchinas HaKeser. That's a level of Anova that's on the level of Keser. That's the kind of Anova that's higher than anything else. What's the pshat? What's Anova of Bina and what's the Anova of Keser? Ubesignem Poshet Yaseh. To explain this in simple words, Anova shebepchin is Bina, he Anova shapichesh bin vetam. The Anova, the humility of Bina, is the kind of Anova where a person is making a calculation. The person al piseichel is bringing himself to his place of humility. Kamoishin is Bar Leil. As we explained earlier regarding the source of the humility of a person, the anova that Moshe Rabbeinu had and the anova of Rav Yosef, if someone else would have the same keiches that I have, he would definitely reach a higher level. That's one kind of anova. You look at yourself, you look at someone else, and there's a contrast between you and him, and you make the cheshbin that although b'poyel I'm higher than him, but who says that he wouldn't develop these keiches more? It's a cheshbin de geseichel al pitam, the anova of bina. Then, v'anova shebebchines keser, he anova ubitl be'etzem. This is an anova in the very essence of the person, this is the very attribute of anova itself, the humility that's there in the essence. That I, in my essence, feel humble, not because of a contrast to somebody else, not because of a cheshbon al piseichel, but this is just a anova that's there in my very essence, that I feel humble and small. Completely different kind of anova, without any cheshbon whatsoever. So the Rebbe says, to prove this point here, that there is such a thing of anova, the very essence of the middah of anova, without contrasting or with a cheshbon to anybody else, which is even higher than any cheshbon of seichel, The concept, the middle of another exists by the Eibishter. The Amru Razal. Razal tell us, B'mokim G'dulosu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the place of the Eibishter's greatness, Shomat Hamotzam V'Sonusoi. There itself, when the way the Eibishter creates the world, you see his humility. Navahare B'negei L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, humility by the Eibishter, HaLevadai She'en Shaya Chesh M'chas V'Sholem. The whole calculation that we are saying that's possible by human beings, there's no such a thing L'mayla. U'mizem Mochrech. So from this itself, it's clear sheyeshna anove kazu, that there's an existence of the middah of anove she believes shum cheshbon klal. It's not based on a cheshbon. It's not coming from a calculation. Anove be'etzem. It's the middah of anove itself. The middah of anove to be humble, not with any cheshbon. Val derech, and this is also what we see in the pasuk. Marim v'kodesh eshken v'zdakash fal ruach. The Eibishter is exalted and holy, but where does he want to dwell? Together with the broken-hearted and low-spirited person. There's no advantage, there's nothing there. It's not a cheshbon that the daka and shval ruach is greater than him. Legabi marim v'kodesh, legabi the holiness and greatness of the Eibishter. Because there, the Eibishter has the essence of humility, the real anova, the real concept, the highest level of anova be'etzem in keser, which is the anova to be there without any cheshbon. The etzem middah of anova to feel lower v'lazoi, because that is the middah be'etzem. Now the same thing also is here true by Moshe Rabbeinu. The level of anova that Moshe Rabbeinu had, he also had this level of anova. The nais of Amasha Choshav, in addition to what we brought before, that it says Befedish in the Maimarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu had this level of anova, where he made the calculation. Somebody else would have accomplished more and would have developed the keiches more than I did. Sha'anova zuhi b'shaiches. That's the anova that Moshe Rabbeinu is making a cheshbon mitzad what he developed in his aveda la'achr nisinus hakeiches v'chushim l'mayla. The Eibishter gives him these keiches, and the way he developed his keiches, so he makes a cheshbon shehi anova shebi cheshbon v'tam. This is one level of anova where the person makes a cheshbon that somebody else would have developed it more than me. But hine zeh shehoya Moshe anov. But the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was an onov, legabi his nevuah. So here the Rebbe comes back to the beginning of the Sicha. In the beginning of the Sicha, the Rebbe said Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. A Navi is a gift that the Eibishter gives you that you don't have to develop at all. It's given to you fully developed, a full gili of nevuah. This is not something that Moshe Rabbeinu could make a cheshbon about, that somebody else will develop it more than me. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu be anov if in the main inyan that he has, which is nevuah, there is no cheshbon bechlal? So here we're going to have to say this is a different type of anova. Hilhiyosei anov be'etzem. Moshe Rabbeinu was an anov be'etzem. He had the essence of anova v'hayibot legabi kol odom. The essence of anova that exists by the Eibishter was in him as well, and therefore, without any cheshbon, Moshe Rabbeinu was batel legabi everybody. That's the true anova that Moshe Rabbeinu had. So therefore, although Rav Nachman said that Rav Yosef couldn't be an anov, because he said that Rav Yosef was kind of the Torah, and therefore he was a head and shoulders above everybody else, so he wasn't an anov, but nevertheless, that doesn't mean that Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Moshe Rabbeinu did not have real anova. There was a different level of anova, the essence of anova that both Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu HaKadosh possessed. So now al pizeh, the Rebbe comes back to the machlokes here between Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman, and the Rebbe presents a deeper pshat. Now, v'hine yedua, it's known, shedafke al yidei oifen alimud bavli, that it's only through learning Torah in the style of the Talmud Bavli, which, as it says in many places, Bavli is with the discussion, with a darkness, with a haravanya. We have to work hard to revealing the light of the Torah. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it. It's dafke in this style of learning. Magiyin l'pchinas hakesa shel amayla mishdal shelos, that a person breaks out of himself and he reaches to the highest level. He reaches to the level of kesa, which is higher than all of mishdal shelos. V'alpizei yeshloima. So now, if so, we can say as follows. Shapluktas Rav Yosef Rav Nachman. In Batla Anova Mishameis Rebbe, whether Anova ceases to exist after Rebbe passes away, he plucked the Bekavana Samishna Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anova. What they're really arguing about is how to interpret the statement of the Mishnah that when Rabbi passed away, Anova ceases to exist. Which Anova is the Mishnah talking about? So here's their machlekes. Rav Yosef, Shehaya Sinai. Rav Yosef, which was on the level of a Sinai, say that Alimud Yerushalmi, he learned like in the Yerushalmi, gathering the vast knowledge of information of Torah, but not the depth of learning and the Haravanya and the scrutinizing and analyzing the learning. So his style of learning was like the Yerushalmi. Shekavanas HaSirele, he holds. Shekavanas HaMishnah Batla Anova. When the Mishnah says that Anova is Batla, what level of Anova was Rav Yosef talking about? He lepchinas HaAnova Shemitzad HaCheshvin lepchinas Bina. He was talking about the level of Anova based on the level of Bina. That was the level of Anova relating to Rav Yosef's kind of Aveda, which is the Aveda of Yerushalmi. So therefore, if the Mishnah is talking about the level of Anova of Bina, the level of Anova where you make a cheshbin that I, if someone else would have had my talents, he would have been better than me, that kind of Anova. That level of Anova Rav Yosef himself did have. Rav Nachman, Shehoye Mechaside Bavel. Rav Nachman, that was from the pious ones of Bavel, Sever, he understood the Mishnah when the Mishnah talks about Anova on a completely different level. So he holds Shekavonas HaMishneh, he lebchinas HaAnova Shemitzad HaKesa Bitl Be'etzem. Through learning Torah the way the Bavli, the way the Chassidei Bavel learn Torah, that they learn with a deeper heart of Vanya in Torah, and you break out of your Hagbolas and you reach to the level of Keser, so the Mishnah is talking about a completely different type of Anova. So therefore Rav Nachman says, this level of Anova was Batl when Rabbi passed away. So therefore he said, only regarding Yiras Chet could we say that I'm still here and therefore there's Yiras Chet. But Anova, the level of Anova, the way he understood the Mishnah, that's something that was Batl when Rabbeinu HaKadosh passed away. So we have here a whole new understanding in the Machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman, based on their understanding of what the Anova of the Mishnah was speaking about. Was it speaking about the Anova of Bina, and that's something that's not Batl, or was it speaking about the Anova of Keser, the Bitl Be'etzem, and that's a level of Anova that was Batl?